Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I deeply regret hearing that the request by some delegations to add Protocol 3 to the agenda or even to have informal consultation on issues relating to Protocol 3 to be reported back under an unspecified agenda is part of a dangerous situation. For me, the dangerous situation is delegations requesting properly to have time allocated to talk about specific protocols we have adopted in this body is being blocked, not just on this, but on a number of other issues. We're straining very hard to be flexible. We can agree not to include Protocol 3 specifically as an agenda item, although we absolutely share the views expressed by the distinguished representative of the US that would be our strong preference. We're now told we also can't have informal open consultations, which would of course wouldn't have required any state that didn't see the value in those to turn up. And we regret that also. May I ask for clarification, Mr. Chair, if there's no agenda item on Protocol 3 included on the agenda, when the large number of delegations that took the floor this year to express concerns about it, where they have to take the floor, in the general debate or under other business? I hear the concern raised by the distinguished representative of China that we don't want to be seen as giving Protocol 3 any advantage over the other protocols that haven't got specific items, but nor have we heard any delegation ask specifically for those protocols to be given agenda items. And if they were to raise concerns about them, New Zealand would certainly have no problem to add them as well. But we wonder if a solution could be just to add an agenda item, issues relating to other protocols, which would leave open that we could raise Protocol 3 there, and any other delegation that wishes to raise concerns about the other protocols could do the same. Thank you.